Thank you.
So we're talking about three parks in the UP affected by the federal shutdown?
Yes. Isle Royale National Park, Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, and Keweenaw National Historical Park, and then also the Seney National Wildlife Refuge.
We saw those World War II vets pushing right past the barrels and tape at their memorial in Washington. What did you see over the weekend at parks in the UP?
Well, out at Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, there were quite a few people who had disregarded barriers that the park had put up. I mean, albeit these weren't manned barriers or anything, but they had police tape, police-style yellow tape put up across, say, the entranceways, pathways, and signs put up saying because of the government shutdown, you know, this area is closed. And a couple of the trails, people had just, you know, pulled that tape down, and or in others, they lifted it up or stepped over it. They also had some construction barrels across Miner's Castle Road, which is one of the prime attractions out at Pictured Rocks. And that was at the park boundary, and someone there had, again, pulled the construction barrel aside. And there's quite a few people had gone into the park.
Actually, I like the way you described in your story for the Mining Journal how a woman headed for the falls just simply stepped over the first tape and said, well, that worked, huh?
Yeah.
We have heard reports that some folks who are exercising their option for civil disobedience to enjoy national parks have actually been ticketed or the like. Did you see anything like that?
No, I didn't see anything like that. I only saw one park ranger that day, and he was not in the park when I saw him. Pictured Rocks is an especially difficult place, given the amount of manpower for park rangers to patrol, because it's 45 miles long from one end of it to the other. So, to cover all those attractions and to actually have people manned there would be a very difficult thing.
So it sounds like if someone's enterprising or ambitious or self-directed enough to just find their own road in or step across some tape or move a barrel, they're still going to be able to enjoy the views and the colors.
Well, it sounds like they're, you know, from what I've heard subsequently is that, you know, rangers are talking to people and trying to explain the closure to them. And I don't think it's from my conversations with them that, you know, park rangers are put in the bad position of seemingly of having to enforce the closures or the shutdown that they didn't create themselves. And I've heard that a lot of the rangers are being, you know, getting, let's call it verbal abuse from people in the public, talking mainly the gist that, you know, these are our parks and, you know, we'll visit them if we want to and such.
We might also note that park ranger they're yelling at isn't getting paid, is he or she?
No, they're not.
In fact, that really does kind of lead to something you raise in your piece in Mining Journal, that this is really above and beyond people wanting to enjoy the fall colors. These parks are so important for jobs and tourism dollars in the UP.
Yes, and especially it's called, you know, the shoulder season up here between the summer rush and then the winter snowmobiling tourism and stuff. The shoulder seasons are kind of even more difficult for businesses and tourist business.
John Pepin writes for the Mining Journal. John, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.